present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Say, guys and broads, has you ever had a desire to go on the stage? Has you ever sat in the audience of a theater and said to yourself, gee, I could do better than that? Why, that guy's got no idea. He don't convince me one little bit. If he is supposed to be the great lover, it's time he had his hair dyed the right color. Who ever heard of a great lover with silver hair, huh? And the leading lady, whose vital statistics is 38, 38, 38. Yeah, and then you imagine yourself playing the part. And all you hear from the audience is the cry, bring on the nudes! I tell you guys and bros, it ain't easy. And then you wait for the newspapers after the opening night. And they says, quite unbelievable. There wasn't a dry seat in the house. The audience rose as one man. And you suddenly realize there was only one man in the audience, the janitor. Now, I tell you guys and broads, it ain't easy. As Shakespeare said, on with the motley, let joy be unconfined. All I can say is, I feels very sorry for the poor girl, Joy. Anyways, going on the stage is the Magilla I wants to tell you about tonight. It all started down on the ramp one day. I was sitting in Red's cab with a sporting weekly, trying to make myself a fortune in the Gee-Gees, while Red, as usual, is knee-deep in true romancing pictures.
Gee, how about that?
Yeah, Red, you was right. I figure it won't show.
Ah, but you see, it really does show.
How can you say that? It was way behind on the last showing.
Yeah, but you don't realize he grows old on the wall, but he just stays the same.
Yeah, what is you talking about?
My true romantic pictures. The picture of Dorian Gray.
Dorian Gray? There ain't no horse here called Dorian Gray?
Of course there ain't no horse called Dorian Gray. It's the latest true romantic pictures.
Oh, that garbage. Look, why you waste your time with that junk, I does not know.
Do you mind? Every story is authenticated. Don't be a schlemiel all your life, Chuck Edwards.
Don't give me that Kowalski, the rubbish they puts in them things. Why, it ain't worth reading.
Yeah? Okay, while you was reading the Sporting Weekly and wasting your dough, I was at least improving my mind.
Well, I gotta admit, that's a very necessary thing. But you ain't gonna do it with that junk.
Junk? Junk? You calls this junk? Why, the picture of Dorian Gray's a classic. It was written by a fella called Wilde. He got the Oscar for it.
Nah, listen, White Brain. The guy who wrote it was called Oscar Wilde.
That is what I said.
Oh, boy, here we go again.
Anyway, this is a terrific story. You see, the guy never grows old, but the picture on the wall gets older every time he looks at it.
Look, do me a favor, will you? How can a guy never grow old but his picture can? It don't make sense.
I tell you, that's what happened. As the years go by, he don't get no older, but his picture does.
So you was trying to tell me, if I has a photograph taken when I is 10 years old, every time I looks at it, it's going to look older?
Yeah.
Foley! Can you imagine me in short pants wearing a mustache and licking away at an ice cream cone?
Yeah. What about the time you and Myrtle went to Coney Island and you...
Never mind that! Anyways, Myrtle insisted I should wear short pants.
Mutton dressed as lamb.
Yeah. Okay. Watch it, genius. At least I has a reasonable pair of legs. I does not have bandy legs and not knees like some people I could mention.
If you is cast in the nostrations of my physique, Chuck Edwards, may I remind you, I is an ex-pugilistic opponent of the ancient art of self-defense.
With a face like yours, you needs to be.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names I has to work out first.
Anyways, genius, how can a guy never grow old, but his picture on the wall does?
Uh-huh. Because, you see, he sold his soul to the devil.
He what?
You see, Chuck, he rang up Beelzebub on the phone, and he says, hi there, Belzy, old boy, old Paolo Sweat.
Sweat?
You see, it's kind of hot down there. He said, I is inclined to be concerned about my age.
I can sympathize with the guy.
Don't interrupt when I's excavating the classics. So, Mephistopheles says...
Mephis who?
Mephistopheles. He had a shack alongside the Memphis River. He said, okay, Buster, if you want to live all your life a young man, your picture will have to grow old. Just make sure nobody sees it. That will be $40, please.
Yeah. You mean for $40, a guy can never grow old?
Yeah, well, they was having a sale on at the time.
Oh, boy.
So, anyways, this guy Dorian gets his picture on the wall. And as every year goes by, the picture grows older. But he just stays the same. How about that?
I think the whole thing is a load of baloney. Look, how can a guy stay at the same age and his picture grow old? Impossible.
Well, if you choose to be ignorant all your life, you carry on.
No, Red.
I cannot understand a guy who will never learn from his fellow man.
Red.
After all, it don't do no harm to improve the standard one's intellect.
Red!
Did you want to say something, Chuck?
Yeah, shut up.
There you are. You see, every time he's out of your depth, he has to shout.
That is the only way to penetrate your tiny mind.
Calling Cat 21. Come in, Red.
Oh, hi there, Myrtle. This is the golden voice of Red Kowalski charming the airwaves of New York City.
One of those mornings, is it? I presume that fellow layabout of yours, Chuck Edwards, is with you? The only thing you two is doing to the airwaves is making it too warm with all that hot air you is producing. Well, you can get off your fat butt and do some work for a change. I has a fare for you.
Okay, Myrtle, I's on my way. So long.
Hold it, genius. I ain't told you when and where it is.
Oh, you haven't? So what am I doing getting ready to start up the cab? My hand was on the ignition key, ready to start all them horses under the hood of this juggernaut leaping to life.
Wait a minute.
My foot was on the clutch pedal, ready to connect the power of them six cylinders to the differential.
Jack. Yeah, honey?
You knows what to do.
Okay. Hey, Red.
Then I would be zooming into action, my calm, steady hand holding the wheel.
Red!
You want to see something, Chuck?
Yeah, shut up.
Okay.
Thanks, honey.
Think nothing of it, sugar.
I was talking to Chuck.
Oh, okay, Myrtle. Here, Chuck, Myrtle has a fare for you.
Yep.
No, I has a fare for you, lame brain. It's for this evening. You has to take a Mr. Alistair Makepeace from the County Theatre straight to the Princess Theatre. You has to be there at 9 sharp, and you has to do the same thing every night for the next 2 weeks, okay?
I think so, Myrtle.
Yeah, okay. So repeat it.
I has to take Prince County from the Makepeace Theater to the Alistair Theater every day at 2 o'clock, and I has to do it for 9 weeks. Gee, fancy that. I'm going to have a real-life prince in my cab.
Oh, no. Tell him, Chuck, will you? I can't stand it.
Okay, honey, leave it to me. See you tonight, huh?
Yeah, all right, Chuck. And with Kowalski waking, we'll be on our own for the change.
Okay, sugar, see ya. Now listen, boy, brain.
Gee, imagine a real prince. Hey, Chuck, what do I call him? Your Honor?
Some broads, I asks you with tears in my eyes, how could I put up with Kowalski all these years? I tries to get him straight on this fare he's got. You know what? He tells me he's going to take Count Alistair to the United Nations because he's trying to make peace with all them princes there. Only the genius could think up that. So I decides the only way is to write it all down for him, which I does. Comes the evening, Kowalski turns up for his fare, and I is over at Myrtle's apartment.
Edward, you is cheapskating again. I thought we was going out tonight.
Well, you see, Honey Bunch...
Don't you Honey Bunch me. I suppose I has to find something to eat. I suppose I has to slave over a hot stove just because you is too mean to take me out somewhere.
Now listen, Sugar.
Don't you sugar me. My mother was right. She warned me about you. She said I'd rue the day I ever set eyes on you.
Look, Myrtle, will you leave that old battle axe out of this?
That's right. Go on, insult my mother.
I can't insult her. She's too ignorant.
My mother ignorant? You is disgusting, Chuck Edwards. 17 years I stood for this. Oh, my girlhood is going to waste.
Ah, look, Myrtle, will you turn off the waterworks? I can't take you out on account of I has no bread at the moment.
Well, why didn't you say so? Oh, here you are. It's $5 till Friday.
Oh, gee, thanks, honey. You was a swell chick.
Oh,
come on, sugar. We is going to a swell joint for some chow. Then we'll take in a movie, huh? Expenses, no object.
Oh, Chuck, you so generous, really. Underneath that rugged frame beats a heart of pure gold.
Never mind the guff. Hurry it up. Come on, I'm starving.
Why, you lousy wine, I...
Sorry, I can't take you, bud. I was waiting for the prince.
I beg your pardon?
Well, you see, I has to take Prince Makepeace to the other theater.
Slight concert,
How's that again?
I happen to be Alistair Makepeace.
Gee, I'm sorry, Your Worship. Hop in, Your Honor.
Recognition at last. Thank you, Gabby.
Where to, Your Highness?
This is the theater, if you please. I wish to be there in 15 minutes.
Okay, Your Majesty.
Well, promotion does come fast in this country.
I don't blame you going to the other theater. That play, Ten Little Indians, is for the brides. I saw that 1 year ago. I always knew the butler done it. Won't last long.
Actually, the judge did it, and I sincerely hope it does last a very long time.
Well, everyone to his taste. Say, what's on at the other joint?
A little piece by the bard, Hamlet. I She'll be just in time for the second act. I've timed it very nicely.
Seems a crazy way to enjoy a night out. See the first half of one play and the second half of another.
There's another slight contretemps. You see, I am an actor appearing in two plays at the same time.
Gee, how about that?
I mean, very simple, really. I get killed in the first act at the County Theater, and I play the grave digger in the second act at the Princess.
Hey, wait a minute. If you was killed, you was dead, right?
One would assume so.
Okay, then if you was dead, how come you's digging your own grave? And not only that, at another theater?
Dear, it's going to be one of those evenings.
Another thing, what has you got in that little black box?
Well, you might say it's my other self.
Uh-huh. Heckle and Jide, yet.
My dear fellow, it has nothing to do with Jekyll and Hyde.
I thought you was a phony from the start. You ain't no prince. And don't worry, I can see what you's up to in the driving mirror, so watch it.
Oh, dear, how can I convince you of my bona fides?
Oh, so you admit it? You has phony ideas.
Look, allow me to present you with two tickets for the County Theatre any night you like.
Gee, thanks. Oh, trying to bribe me, huh? And another thing, you was a dead ringer for me. You looks very much like me. How about that, huh?
We each have our cross to bear. Now, if you don't mind, I have to prepare myself for the second act of Hamlet.
Gee, you never knows what you's gonna get in the cab these days. I better watch this guy. There's no telling what he might do. I'll just keep looking in the driving mirror. Hey, he's suddenly gone bald. He's turned into an old man. He looks 70. Oh, no. It's the picture of Dorian Gray in my driving mirror. Oh, this is Cab 21 Car Control. Help! He's carrying Dorian Gray. Help!
I mean, Skies and Broads, it could only happen to Kowalski. He gets this actor in the back of his cab, making himself up for the next part he has to play, and Junius thinks it is Dorian Gray. Anyways, this actor, he manages to convince Red that everything is kosher, and over the next few days, they become real buddies. In fact, Red is quite enjoying his little self. In spades, he is having a ball. And of course, me and Myrtle has to bear the brunt of the whole cabezas. He was having a quiet beer in Boyne's Beer Boutique, and Kowalski was being somewhat insufferable.
So how are you making out with Mr. Makepeace, Red?
Fine, Myrtle, fine. You see, we Thespians has to take it all in our stride, as I said to Alastair the other night.
Oh, boy, Alastair here.
How can you sit there swilling beer and presume to criticize we brothers of the acting fraternity?
You? In the acting fraternity? Ha! Now I've heard everything.
You don't seem to realize, Chuck Edwards, come rain or shine, in the face of all adversity, the play must go on. With the motley, on with the taint and the clam chowder.
Yeah. What do you know about the tear the lame brain?
Oh, Alastair and me has discussions of the motivation amongst of his character in the first play in conjunction with his excavations of the second play. You know, when he's digging the grave. As a matter of fact, he always takes my advice.
He what?
Says he likes to know what the common man thinks.
Common man? You can say that again.
Well, I has no time to waste with the high polite. I has to pick up my fellow thespian from his apartment and deliver him to the theater in time for the half.
The half what?
I have no time to educate you ignoramuses and the technical jargon of the boards.
The only board you know is the signboard outside your favorite bar.
You may inflict your insults upon your fiancée, Miss Bentley. I must away. But before I goes, I will distribute some largesse. Here's two tickets for tonight's show at the County.
Ah, gee, thanks, Red, old buddy boy. Says, how'd you get these?
Alistair gave them to me. I can't use them. Ah. Be my guests. And now, on the wings of... something or other, I take my leave. Farewell, dear friends. Parting is such sweet tomorrow.
Gee, Chuck. Two seats for the County Theater. What's showing tonight?
10 Little Indians.
Yeah, that old thing. Why, we saw that together years ago. I could tell you that plot backwards.
Oh, come on, honey. It'll be good for a laugh. Besides, there is free seats.
Watch it. You're starting to cheapskate again.
Yeah, let me finish, honey, will you? Look, I'll buy you a nice box of candy. How's that?
Yeah, that's very good for quick thinking. Okay, come on.
So, how's it tonight, Alistair, old buddy?
It's not all well. Your friend ready.
Gee, you're sick or something?
I regret I appear to be somewhat incapacitated. This awful pain has been stabbing at my vitals all day.
Hey, you sound bad. Is there anything I can do?
I think you must direct your conveyance to the nearest haven of medical administrations before I emulate my part in real life and expire.
What was that?
Get me to hospital before I die on you.
Okay, I'm on my way.
That's all right, Mr. Kowalski. You got him here in time. We'll operate right away. He'll be fine in no time.
Red, let them know at the theater. I can't make it, please.
Sure, Ali, old pal. You leave it to me. I gotta go past the place on my way back.
You go through the stage door and ask for the stage manager.
Okay, Ali, don't you worry. I'll be seeing you.
So, guys abroad, while this was going on, me and Michael was making our way to the county theater. Okay, so we'd seen the show before, but we was kind of looking forward to seeing Red's pal Alistair, even if he was killed in the first act. What we didn't know was, Alistair was having an operation for appendix or whatever. Anyways, I buys Myrtle a box of candy, we gets to our seats. Meanwhile, Genius is burning rubber getting from the hospital to the stage door of the theater.
Excuse me, pardon me.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, here I are.
For excuses now. I've just about gone out of my mind.
Look, I got to speak to the stage manager.
Are you drunk or something? You know very well I'm the stage manager, and I am so angry with you, I could spit.
Why is you angry with me?
Because you know very well you should be here for the half.
The half what?
How can you joke at a time like this, at 1 minute to curtain up? Oh, and just look at your makeup.
No, you're making a mistake.
The only mistake I made was letting you play two parts in two different plays. What's wrong with your voice? Anyway, you're here. That's some consolation, I suppose. Okay, Cedric is here. You can take the curtain up.
Hey, the lights has gone out. I can't see where I is.
Shh. Be quiet, you fool, and wait for your cue.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, what are we cueing for?
Oh, no. This is the end, the abysmal end. I'm going.
Hey, don't leave me here. I can't see. Where are you going?
I am going to spit. You can stew in your own juice.
Gee, ain't very friendly in the theater business. Well, I guess I better tell someone else about Alistair. Can't see nothing. Oh, hold it. There's a light shining through that door. Maybe there's somebody there.
So, guys and broads, there is Myrtle and me sitting in the audience watching the play. Well, Myrtle was watching. I was just catching up on a little shut-eye, on account of the play was sending me to sleep anyways. Mind you, I gotta say, there was two very good seats right in the front row. Maybe that's why my gentle snoring gave Myrtle the stone schluck.
Too loud.
Hey, what's the matter? What's the matter?
The audience can hear what the actors is saying.
They is lousy actors anyway.
We cannot hear because you is drowning them with your disgusting noise. We don't know what's happening.
I can tell you that already. Nothing. Why'd you think I fell asleep? Look, the leading man ain't a day over 70.
Hey, Jack, look.
Huh?
Very well, Doctor. I'll see you for dinner. Very well, Doctor. I'll see you for dinner. I'll see you for dinner.
Where is that fool late for his cue?
Pardon me. Could I speak to you for a minute? You see...
Now get on with it, you fool.
Now listen, lady, you got no right to call me a fool. That's Chuck's privilege.
I'll give you the cue.
Give you the what?
The cue. The cue.
Oh, yeah, the guy I saw just now was talking about that. Hey, lady, come here a minute. What are we all queuing for?
Never mind, get on with it.
Okay. Well, you see, a funny thing happened on the way to the theater.
He's going out of his mind. Cut the gags, will you?
Gags? I say something funny?
Hello, boy, Reggie was knocking on coal.
Oh, hi there, Chuck. I can hear you, but I can't see you. The lights in this room is too bright.
That's one thing that you are not. What's wrong with you tonight? Get on with it. You're supposed to kiss me.
Huh?
You're supposed to kiss me.
But I don't even know you.
You want that? Give us
macaroon! Oh, hi, Michael. Say, is there a party going on here?
And obviously, you've been to one. Go on, ask me for a drink.
When a guest comes to a party, the hostess should ask him if he wants a drink.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Sebastian, would you care for a brandy?
Well, I would prefer beer, but under the circumstances, okay, I'll take a little slug. Huh? Sebastian?
I know just how you like your brandy, darling.
Oh, you do, dearest?
Oh, for once you got it right.
Haven't we been lovers for years?
But we ain't even been introduced.
Hey, Red, you've been holding out on us.
Here you are, Sebastian. Your brandy.
Gee, thanks, but my name is Red.
And so is my face at this moment.
Well, here's mud in your eye, lady. Hey, hold it. This ain't brandy, this is cold tea.
Sober up.
Sober up? How about that lousy hostess you turned out to be? How can you get stoned on cold tea?
Is your drink to your liking, darling?
No, it is not. Just my muzzle. Come to a party and all they got to drink is cold tea.
Drink it up, you stupid ox.
Stupid ox? See, that's a new one. I must give that one to Chuck. He ain't never called me that.
Leave it up, Red. I wouldn't miss this for $1,000.
Well, I'm glad you's having a ball, Chuck, because I's got the stone needle to this dame.
Sebastian, do you notice anything?
No. Why should I?
Of course, you fool. You've just been poisoned.
Oh, I get... What? Chuck, help! I've been poisoned!
What, on cold tea? Don't worry, Red. She's only kidding.
I wish I wasn't.
Oh, she's making a joke. Strange kind of joke. Strange kind of party.
Stage managers, for heaven's sake, do something. I can't get this fool to die.
Me? Die? No, I's too young to die.
Ginger! Ginger, for goodness sake, think of something. He's ruining the whole thing.
What's the matter, darling?
Get this fool to die somehow. Please, Ginger.
All right, darling, but how?
Oh, there's an engine at this party. How?
Try a knife.
But you know I can't stand violence.
Come on!
Oh, all right. So, Sebastian, at last I have you in my power. You have betrayed me for the last time. So you have played me false.
There's no need to make a big-scale musical out of it.
All right, darling, I'm only doing my best. So, Sebastian, my best friend in the arms of my wife, there is only one course left open to me. 'Tis a far, far better thing I do.
The knife!
Oh, sure. Sebastian, do you see this knife?
Now, look, mister, you better put that away. Then things is dangerous. I only come here...
So you admit it. Right, take that. And that...
Chuck, help! This guy's stabbing me to death.
It's okay, Red. It's only a trick knife.
Sebastian, will you please die?
Drink down the curtain.
I can't, darling. It's stuck.
We'll try the gun.
Oh, all right, darling. Now, Sebastian, don't you go away. I'll be right back.
You know, lady, he's a queer guy. Why does he want to kill me? I ain't done nothing to him. It's a crazy setup.
Sebastian, this time you'll not escape me. Too long have I waited for this moment.
And so have I.
You have toyed with my affections alone.
No, Henry Irving yet.
Do you mind, darling? This is my big moment.
Hey, Buster, put that gun away. I has had enough of this.
And so have I.
Sebastian, don't you come near... Don't come near me. I can't stand violence.
Alistair, have you gone crazy? You've ruined the play.
I've been trying to tell you, I's Red Kowalski. Did you say play?
Yes.
You mean this ain't no party? I's in a play?
Yes.
Oh. I want to tell you, guys and guys, since Myrtle and me had ourselves a ball that night. There we was expecting to see a crummy play when genius appears on the stage and the whole thing, the whole cabezas ends up in organized chaos. It could only happen to Kowalski. I wouldn't have minded, but the next morning...
Hey, Chuck, Michael, you seen the papers?
Huh? What's the matter?
Look.
Huh?
Unknown actor lifts play from the depths.
Your brilliant new comedian shines at the county theater.
The hallmark of a true actor.
Abysmal play made worse by even more abysmal ham actor.
Yeah, that one ain't so good. Yeah. Well, you can't please them all. I always knew I had it in me. All I needed was the opportunity. Well, I think I'll change my name. From now on, I's not going to be Red Kowalski the cabbie. I's going to be Horatio Arnold Miller the actor.
Horatio Arnold Miller.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
You know what them initials spells? Ham.
Thank you.
lucky stint at the play act in Lark only lasted one night. On account of Alistair Makepeace was only suffering from stomach cramps after all. He was back in the play the following night. I kind of felt sorry for poor old Red. He got his heart set on being the new Laurence Olivier. I tried to cheer him up when he was down the rank the following morning. Come on, Red. Come on, it ain't all that bad.
What do you mean that bad? When I got to the theater the second night, they told me if I ever set foot in the place again, they'd really kill me.
Ah, now, come on, cheer up, Red. Look, like I told you before, why don't you try singing opera? Hey, tell you what. You sing me something by Schumann.
Schumann?
Yeah.
Okay. Schumann, chanted evening, you will see a stranger.
Like I told you, guys and broads, you can't win.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Gooden. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.